news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President and Vice President-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sat for their first joint interview Thursday with CNN. To help stop the spread of the virus, Biden said,
I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction, if that occurs, with vaccinations and masking to drive down the numbers considerably.
Biden and Harris are preparing to take office as coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths surge to record levels, despite some positive news about potential vaccines. Biden announced Thursday that Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General under Obama, would return to that position, but with an expanded role on the coronavirus team. Biden also confirmed that Dr. Anthony Fauci would stay on in the same role that he's had for the past few administrations and also serve as chief medical officer and member of the COVID-19 response team. The Supreme Court on Thursday told California judges to reconsider a religious liberty challenge of Governor Gavin Newsom's rules banning most indoor worship services due to the coronavirus crisis. Last week, the court ruled 5-4 that New York City's limits on churches and synagogues in neighborhoods with bad outbreaks violated the First Amendment guarantee of religious freedom, a ruling interpreted by many as a sign that California's ban on indoor services would likely fall. In related news, a pastor at a California megachurch, which continued to hold services throughout the pandemic, has died from COVID-19 a week after being hospitalized. Bob Bryant, a pastor at the Water of Life Community Church in Fontana, California, tested positive, as did his wife and son, on November 22nd. He died on Monday. There's some possible decent relief news on the horizon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday spoke for the first time since the November 3rd election about a new $908 billion coronavirus relief package. They also talked about a spending bill that Congress must pass before December 11th to avert a government shutdown. In other news, court records were unsealed Tuesday in a bribery for pardon scheme investigation, with much of the information redacted. But details are slowly coming to light. The New York Times reporting Thursday that the case involved Jared Kushner, his attorney Abby Lowell, and top Trump fundraiser Elliot Broidy. Donald Trump is still in denial about the election. On Thursday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected his latest lawsuit challenging the results in Wisconsin, which President-elect Joe Biden won by nearly 21,000 votes. The justices ruled 4-3 that they wouldn't accept the case, which Trump filed directly with them, although they said he could still pursue it in a lower court. This ruling came just hours after Trump filed a separate lawsuit asking a federal court to let the Republican-controlled state legislature, rather than the voters, determine who gets the state's electoral votes. The justices came to their decision quickly, noting that Tuesday is the safe harbor date by which election challenges must be resolved under federal law. The Electoral College meets December 14th, and Congress counts its votes on January 6th. To recap, Joe Biden has won 306 electoral votes. Donald Trump garnered 232. And Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump in the popular vote is now over 7 million. Congress has also been at work on the National Defense Authorization Act. They've tweaked it in recent days to effectively block Trump's attempt to significantly reduce troops in Germany over what he says is the country's failure to spend enough money on defense. Congress has also been at work on the National Defense Authorization Act. Donald Trump had some demands, but it looks like when you lose an election, you lose a lot of power. Trump also had previously threatened to veto the bill over included plans to remove Confederate names, monuments, and symbols from U.S. military installations. And Trump had demanded that the bill include a repeal of a tech industry liability shield known as Section 230. It looks like Trump is getting none of what he wanted, according to Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman James Inhofe. But Trump seems to be bound and determined to play out his scorched earth policy. On Thursday, the administration announced it would press ahead with an early January auction for drilling rights in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. The auction is set for January 6th, just 2 weeks before Joe Biden's inauguration. Biden has said he'll take steps to permanently protect the refuge, which is home to migrating caribou and polar bears. And just so you know, it's not just here. A former European Parliament lawmaker from Hungary resigned from his country's ruling party after being swept up in a scandal involving what media reports called an orgy. It was broken up by police in Brussels in the midst of the coronavirus lockdown. Josef Szájer, who on Sunday resigned his seat in the European Union's legislature, also quit Hungary's ultra-conservative Fidesz party in a one-sentence letter to the party's director, ending a 30-year career with the political party he co-founded. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.